Welcome to the first annual. I told some ladies I didn't know if it was going to happen again unless 50 people showed up, and 50 people showed up. So it's the first annual Wichita Women's Weekend. And because it's the first, there's a lot of kinks. So you're going to have to be patient, and which I'm sure you'll do just fine. When you guys registered, you got a book. You got a bottle of water, and you got this really cute name tag. Now hang on to this. This could be worth money down the road. No, I'm just joking. Actually, it's a paper hat, and plan A was to make full-size paper hats and make you wear them all night. And then I was like, oh, I bet there's some pushback on that. And so I went to plan B and turned them into nifty little necklaces, I guess. You can also use it as a bib. Right, Mom? So, we're going to have some activities with the hat. But first thing I want you to do is I want you to take the same bottle of water, and I want you to hold it out in front of you. And I don't want you to put it down until you absolutely can't hold it any longer, or I give you permission to do that. Okay, everyone, I got to see your arms out. No cheating here. Okay, so this year's theme comes from Galatians 6:9. And I actually have it memorized, but I'm sleep deprived, so I'm concerned I won't say it correctly. So how about we all read it together? It's on the front of your verse. You ready? And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So, Jeannie Modine, can you give us some insight on what that means? Keep your arms out.
You didn't tell me I was going to have a whole lot of water.
Water.
Well, I don't know. I think basically we're just saying that we all get tired. Like, we're going to get tired holding this bottle of water. And we need encouragement. And we need a goal.
And what will we reap?
We will reap an
eternal reward. Eternal reward. Okay, so Paul is saying to us, let's not grow weary or tired of doing good so that we can reap heaven when we're done. So, did I change it? Well, the truth of the matter is that some of us aren't going to be able to hold it out as long as others because we're not as strong for whatever reason. I'm going to blame it on old age. But the point of this exercise is the very first drink you took was easy. You picked it up, you took a swallow, you put it down. Fast reward, hardly any effort or energy. And that is what most of us like to think about when we say good works. We're doing good works. We want it to be in our comfort zone. We want it to be easy. We want it to be fast. We want a reward straight away. That's not what Paul's talking about here when he's encouraging us to not grow weary. You can put your cups down now. Take a drink. What he is saying to us is that the good that God wants us to do requires energy, requires discomfort, requires time. And this weekend, we're going to be looking at some specific good works that we as Christian women can be engaged in and that we shouldn't grow weary of. Okay? So that was the little exercise to help illustrate the good works that Paul, if it was easy and fast, Paul wouldn't have to remind them, encourage them not to grow weary, right? Okay, so we have a lot to do this week, the next couple of days. Let's go to the hats. The purpose of the hats is that we all wear different hats in the course of our life. Actually, if you're a young mom, you wear a bunch of different hats in the course of your day. You probably feel like you're a referee, a taxi driver, a nurse, a cheerleader, all, not to mention cook, housekeeper, right? So that as we age, the hats we wear kind of change. They, you know, some become more prominent than other hats. I want you to think about where you're at in your life, and I want you to write down at least 5 different hats that you wear. Perhaps you're retired. That's a hat. Perhaps, you're a grandma. And there are markers right there in the bin. Make your hat pretty. Take your hat off and write down the different hats that you wear the course of the day. I can give you an example. I'm someone to teach you. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, 5. At least 5. You can go more if you want, but 5. We're all daughters. If you spend a lot of energy being a daughter, a lot of time, if you have a hobby that you really spend a lot of time at, write that down. While you're writing it down, I want to remind everyone to silence your cell phones, okay? I also want to tell you that in the back of your workbook, there is an exit survey, and I'd really, really appreciate it if you would take the time to fill that out before you leave. Some of you plan on being here both days, so you can wait till tomorrow. Some of you are only able to make it tonight. So if you could just fill that out. And there's a basket back on the table that says exit survey. Just slip it in there. The other thing that I wanted to say is that several ladies have asked if there was a registration fee for this event. And since this was the first year, and quite honestly, I wasn't sure anyone would show up. I didn't want to charge a fee. But I do want to give an opportunity. If anyone wants to help defray the cost of this event, there is it's an oatmeal jug is what it is, painted orange, back there, and feel free to make any donations to help defray the cost, but that's just there. Okay? So we have 5 speakers. Not all of them are here yet, and so I'm not going to introduce them at this point, but I am going to introduce Jill. Jill's going to come up, and she's going to lead us in our theme song. And she chose "Will Work." How appropriate. Good job, Jill, picking a theme song. She's going to lead us in the theme song, and then Nancy's going to lead us in a prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and eat dinner. But you have a dinner assignment. See how you guys all filled out these nifty little hats? I put you at tables with people that you don't know, and I did that on purpose because we want to stay in our comfort zone. So you want to come in and you want to sit with your friends. And guess what? What happens by doing that? What opportunity is lost? Building relationships, making new friends. That's a good work. Making new friends is a good work, but it's outside our comfort zone for many people. You know, it's just uncomfortable. So I am forcing you to make new friends. And on your hat, I haven't filled mine out yet. On your hat, we're going to start one person. Pick one person at your table. And they're going to ask the person to their left one thing about the hat they wear. And then that person's going to go around the table. And then when we get to the end, you're going to go the other direction and ask. So by the time you're done, you should have told your table two different things about the hats you wear. An example, if I said I'm a cook, which I'm not, but if I said I was a cook, you might say, oh, so do you cook outside the home or do you cook because you have to? And I would say, I cook because I have to. And you'd say, oh, what do you like to cook? I don't like to cook anything. I'm married a cook. I was no silly person. So anyhow, that's the course. And by the time you're done, you'll get to know some people at your table. Okay, but that's your dinner assignment because we have lots to do. Okay, so Jill. This is Jill Jonas. She was a music teacher in Florida until her husband got a preaching job in Graham, Texas. And now, what do you teach?
Second grade.
Big change.
Yeah.
Big change.
So your songs are in your lesson book. If you haven't found them, it's the very first page after the table of contents. Do